I wanted to come to Chopadi to experience the spirit here, and you have it. Jai, Srila Prabhupada. I wanted to speak for about a half hour, and then maybe take a few questions before His Holiness Subhag Swami comes. We're doing a team today. So the theme of my little talk is Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya. And because he may be my Diksha Guru, but he's everybody's founder Acharya. Yes. So I would like to tell the first time I saw Srila Prabhupada, and almost the last time. So, I was living at New Vrindavan, as Prabhu said, but Prabhupada did not come to New Vrindavan in 1971. He was passing from the west coast of America to the east coast, and he stopped in Detroit, Michigan. Famous for what? Cars. And Prabhupada always said, this motor car civilization will not last. And we see practically it happening. So, it was one of those scenes you've heard about and seen in movies so many times that could not happen today because of the state of the world. One of these oceanic airport scenes. So Prabhupada's plane was late, and it just made us crazier and crazier the later it got. And then finally, he must have been the last off the plane, but I knew Prabhupada must be here because we were all in a lounge, like upstairs in a lounge, waiting for him. And all of a sudden, I kept seeing these phalanxes of devotees just falling down. Like wheat bending in the wind, you know. And so, and then up the escalator came His Divine Grace. And as soon as I saw Srila Prabhupada, it happened to me too, because what we saw in the person of Srila Prabhupada was absolute humility and absolute power in the same person. And as soon as you saw that, something hit the back of your legs and you too went, You don't see that in the material world. So, as you've probably heard, Srila Prabhupada did not so much walk as he glided or floated from the escalator to the makeshift Vyasasana. And there was a canopy. There's pictures of this, too. And it was, of course, it was a thunderous kirtan. One of these scenes that they would never allow in airports today. So, the kirtan came to a close. Prabhupada did premadvani prayers. And then someone handed him a big tray of sweets. And he took one ball and he threw it in his mouth. And then there was a crumb right here. And I was sitting right over here. And so I saw Prabhupada take his tongue like a cow. And he went... Prabhupada's, his lips always reminded me of a cow. His very full and rich lips. And then he took this chalice and he just poured it way high over his head like a waterfall was coming in his mouth. And we were all like this. And then the first words Prabhupada said, I had been listening to Prabhupada's tapes for about a year because I took shelter of his movement in July 1970 in Boston, Massachusetts. But I didn't see him for a year. And then, but I was hearing him. And then the first thing I heard him say was, saw, the cause of all suffering is due to misidentification with his material body. And he said it with such depth and profundity and realization. All we could say was, wow! The most basic thing, we're not this body. But he said it with such power and realization. So, at this time in ISKCON's young history, the movement was, as I said this morning in Bhagavatam, exploding in America. Just like it's exploding right here. So it was exploding in America. So, because Prabhupada had not been in America for 1 year, there were hundreds of people waiting to be initiated, myself included. So he arrived on Friday, July 16th. And then when we got back to the temple, we had darshan of Srila Prabhupada. And what struck me immediately about Prabhupada, just like Maharaj Yudhisthira said to Vidura, Tirti kurvanti tirtani, which means, you are a walking holy place. And you sanctify the holy places. We were sitting at Prabhupada's feet, and it was like we were inside the Krishna book. We were inside Naimisharanya forest. It was not different from reading Krishna, reading about Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna. He carried Krishna Loka with him. So, that's the first thing I noticed. The second thing was at initiation. So the next day, he had initiation that night? No, he didn't have it. The next day he had initiation, and Sunday too, I believe. So Saturday, July 16th, and this is on a recording. So it was nice that I got to hear the recording over the years, because I was so wired and tired from the night before staying up that during Prabhupada's lecture I was going like this, you know, trying to stay awake so I can hear it now better. So before the lecture, he was just talking to us informally. He said a few things that were interesting. He noticed that there were two boys sitting right here where you are, and they didn't have tilak on, and they were just 8-9-year-old boys. So he told them to leave the room and put tilak on. And then while they were going to put tilak on, Srila Prabhupada said to us, so tilak is our trademark. We are selling Krishna for free, and still they won't take it. And when Prabhupada said that, he started to laugh like Santa Claus. His belly was shaking. It was so funny. And then he was comparing all other processes of self-improvement to, like, if you have a sculptor with a little hammer who's trying to hammer out a face, say, on a out of stone. He said, all of the other processes are like a silversmith's hammer. And he went like this, tick, 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 tick. But then he said, but bhakti yoga is like a sledgehammer. One stroke, boom, everything finished, yeah. Your whole material life is finished. Karma, jnana, yoga, it's like chipping away at the problem. But bhakti, you just get rid of the whole false ego and you find your real ego. But then he said, because Prabhupada and Krishna, they're always speaking point, counterpoint. Pravritti, nivritti, right? What to do, what not to do. So then he said, Krishna consciousness is like sweet rice, kheer. But, he said, it's very sweet, but if you put a little sand in the sweet rice, it spoils the whole thing. So he was begging us, don't put any sand in the sweet rice. Don't mix anything contaminated like that. And then we had initiations. So I'm trying to tie in some lessons with Alila here, so I think we're getting to a lesson now. So this was the only words I ever exchanged physically with Srila Prabhupada, right at initiation. So I was called up, and he said, "What are the four rules? How many rounds?" So he said,
"Your name, Sureshwara. It is a name for Brahma. It means controller of the demigods. You are Sureshwara Das."
Because my name means controller, so he wanted to make sure I got the message right.
"You are a servant of the controller."
So, well, I was kneeling in front of Srila Prabhupada, where you are, right here, like there. And you've seen the pictures. He had all these beads were hanging from the microphone, and then he would take it, and then he would chant. So, when he was speaking to me, it was so stunning, because when you looked at his divine grace, it was like looking at the ocean. It was unfathomable, so deep. And at the same time, he's looking right through you, right through the false ego, and you know. So it was just totally stunning. So I was kneeling like this, and so he was trying to give me my beads, but I was like this. So he took my beads and he just rattled them in front of my nose.
"Come on, take your beads, come on."
So I took my... I must have been conscious on some level because I remembered my name. No, I didn't. Actually, I didn't. I asked who my name was. And I remembered everything he said. But it was so stunning. So that's the first lesson. Das, right? That's the whole thing. We come here to be Lord. We have this little God project. We're all on this God project, God trip. You know, we're... And it doesn't work, because look at all the gods here. And we're all competing for a piece of the pie. It doesn't work. So we have to become Das. So, yeah. So I think I better go to... That's the first time I saw Srila Prabhupada. And maybe I'll tell the last, but this time was very telling. That was Detroit, 1971. In 1975, Srila Prabhupada also came to Detroit. I wasn't there, but I just want to tell this one thing because you can hear this also on a tape. It was when they opened this big mansion. It was called the Fisher Mansion, Davis Sedan. And Larry Fisher was a big auto mogul, a big... one of these rich auto guys, an American Cars that says, used to say, "Body by Fisher." He was a big, and he built this big mansion. It cost $1 million in 1927. So that, you know, it was very, each room was like everything was imported from all over the world, you know. So Prabhupada got it in 1974 or something, or five, four, I guess. Because it had been abandoned and neglected. And when he was sitting down with the real estate people, so he said, "So we are sadhus, so you can donate this building?" So the real estate lady said, "He can't say that." But he did, because Prabhupada's bold. So anyway, they were going back and forth negotiating. And he got them to sell it for $300,000 cash. And Prabhupada didn't have the money. So he turned to Ambarish, his disciple, who was a great-grandson of Henry Ford. And then Ambarish went to his godsister, my godsister, our godsister, Lekha Shravanti, who was the daughter of a famous labor leader, Walter Reuther. And that was a big thing in the media because the daughter of labor and the great-grandson of management were joining the Hare Krishnas so they could reconcile, you know, in Krishna consciousness. Because labor and management hated each other, right? So anyway, so they got the mansion. And then when they had the grand opening, Lekasravanti invited all the big wigs, all the big names from the United Auto Workers Union. And then Ambarish Prabhu, Alfred Rush Ford, he invited all the big shots from the Ford Motor Company. So all these guys came to see Srila Prabhupada in the Fisher Mansion, the former Fisher Mansion. So what did Srila, how did Srila Prabhupada handle these people? It was so, you can hear this on the recording, it's so expert. For the first half hour, you know what Srila Prabhupada talked about? His 1925 old broken down Buick car. Buick was a make of car in America. And Prabhupada just put them at ease. He just started talking about all the problems he had with his old Buick and how his driver could never get it to work right. And they were all laughing, you know. And then, just at the right moment, Prabhupada turns and he says, "So, this body is like a car."
"Who is the driver?"
Just, he's got them, and they got it. You know, the soul is the passenger, the intelligence is the driver, the steering wheel is the mind, and, you know, the senses are the horsepower. So, he's so expert. So, the lesson there is how to reach people. We're all coming from the deepest pockets of karma, jnana, and yoga. If you notice Bhagavad Gita, this is what Krishna does. In the first six chapters, he's focusing on us from karma angles. Middle six, protected, pure bhakti, shuddha bhakti. Second six, actually it's all bhakti, but there's different angles. Again, so really sharing Krishna consciousness, real preaching, is to go right where people are, reach them, find them, and then lead them step by step to Krishna. And Prabhupada showed that perfectly. I wasn't there in Detroit, but earlier that year, in 1975, Srila Prabhupada came to Miami, Florida, to a temple that he named New Naimisharanya Forest, because it's kind of tropical. So we were living in Gainesville, Florida, University of Florida, about halfway between Miami and Atlanta. So our temple president said, "Okay, you guys, you have a choice. You can see Prabhupada in Miami, or you can see him in Atlanta. You can't go to both places because you got to keep distributing books." So I was a needy case. So I had to. Prabhupada was coming up from Caracas, Venezuela. So I wanted to see Prabhupada as soon as possible, ASAP, because I was really having a hard time. So we saw Prabhupada. I saw Prabhupada in Miami. And our temple president knew I was in bad shape. So he said to me one morning, he said, "Hey, Sureshwara, how'd you like to go on a morning walk with Srila Prabhupada?" I said, "Yeah, okay." I needed it. So we went to Miami Beach, and it was kind of a misty, cool morning. It was February 75. It gets a little cool there in the morning. And there's a lot of Bhaktivedanta Institute people on the walk. Bhakti Sarup Damodar Maharaj, who was Sarup Damodar Prabhu at the time, Rupanuga Prabhu and Madhava Prabhu and others. So Prabhupada was leading us like a flock of ducks. He was the mother, like the mother, father. We were all like the ducklings behind him, just walking. And he was putting his cane in the wet sand just beyond the reach of the tide. And somebody would ask a question from behind, and then he'd stop and he'd turn to answer the question. So we were always shifting positions behind him. We were always trying to get close to Prabhupada. So at one point, somebody asked a question, and somehow I stopped right in back of Prabhupada's head. I mean, like, you know, this far. So somebody asked the question, and as Prabhupada, he started to turn, and I didn't even hear the question. All I could think of is, wow, I'm right in back of Prabhupada's head. And I looked at his shikha, you know, we say sikha in America, shikha. And there were three silver hairs coming down where the baldness had come. So his shikha had traveled down to practically the back of his neck. I'm looking at all the, he had golden brown skin like and silver hairs. He hadn't shaved in a while, so there was a little growth. And I'm just thinking, Prabhupada is the spiritual master of the whole world, and I'm right in back of his head. It's like a kid, you know, like a little groupie or something. I'm just right in back of his head. So somebody asked a question, I don't know what they asked, and Prabhupada's answering, I'm not hearing anything, except I was thinking, I'm right in back of his head. And then a voice came, an internal voice, not from the sky, but the message was very clear. Yes, you are right in back of Prabhupada's head, but you are a million light years away from Srila Prabhupada. So, that produced in me intensely conflicted emotion. I felt very bad that I was in such maya that I couldn't even hear him. But I became very happy to understand that it's true. Vani, the vibration of the spiritual master, his instruction, that's really him. And the vapu is temporary. As relishable as it is, it's here today, it's gone tomorrow. So I became very encouraged and happy that actually it's true. What Prabhupada and the devotees always say, Vani is more important than Vapu. So when Srila Prabhupada did disappear a couple of years later, it was kind of like an inoculation, a vaccination against his disappearing. I actually got the message. And as devastating as it was when he left us, we felt like those of us who got that message, that he'd left this world, he'd left the body, but he'd entered deeply into our hearts through his vani. So, I think I'll tell the last time I saw Srila Prabhupada, because it was very instructive. The last time I saw Srila Prabhupada was in June 1976 in New Dwarka, which is where? Los Angeles, right. Is it true that Los Angeles and Mumbai are like sister cities or something? Somebody told me that. Hey, who cares? New Dwarka. June 1976, Prabhupada arrived on the 1st of June and left the 11th of June. So he's there for 10 days. Now, I had arrived in Los Angeles in January to work on Prabhupada's books as his indexer. So I was fully absorbed indexing the Bhagavatams. So when I got to Los Angeles, I was approached by some people in the BBT who had just finished producing 17 books of Prabhupada's in 2 months. This famous time, they call it, the BBT, they call it the rush. 3 books a week, you know, for 2 months. 24 hours, 24/7. The devotees, the artists, they were just doing this marathon because Prabhupada said, I'm not going to translate anymore unless you catch up because you're way behind. So they did it. So anyway, the CC, Chaitanya Chaitamrita, had just come out. And many of the devotees who had helped produce the book, they were relishing CC. But some of them were relishing inappropriately. Maybe you know the history. The infamous Gopi Baba Club. The wrong kind of GBC. So I was invited to a meeting. Oh, Sureshwar, would you like to come to a meeting? You'd like to read Chaitanya Charitamrita with us? Sure. So I went and I sat down with them. And they were only reading, guess what, right? Krishna's intimate dealings with the gopis. And I just came from Mayapur. I did a play about this for some lesson in Nectar of Devotion. And after every passage, I had the devotees go, They were relishing falsely. It wasn't real relishing. Anyway, so, and they were dismissing Bhagavad Gita. They were minimizing Bhagavad Gita. So I knew this is weird. Because I was memorizing the Bhagavad Gita. I was trying to protect myself, you know. I was trying to learn the basics, the foundation. So when they started bad-mouthing the Bhagavad Gita indirectly, I said, these guys are, this is weird. I'm out of here. So I didn't go back. Anyway, so Prabhupada came in June, and before he came, the leaders of the New Dwarka community were asking these devotees not to have these meetings and inappropriately focus on Krishna's pastimes with the gopis to the exclusion of everything else Prabhupada had given us. But they refused. And they were going underground, and they were having these secret meetings, you know. The guys had a meeting and the girls had a meeting, and then during the day they would discuss their realizations. But it wasn't real. So anyway, so Prabhupada came, and the leaders complained to Prabhupada when he came that some devotees from the BBT, your BBT, were doing this. And so Prabhupada said, this is not right. This is nonsense. So, but he didn't do anything. But the next morning, Prabhupada was taking breakfast. Now, he was about to take breakfast. They had set out some fruit and juice and nuts. And Prabhupada was just about to honor prasadam when Pradyumna Prabhu, Panditji, his Sanskrit editor, ran in and said, Srila Prabhupada, I'm so disturbed. This one of these guys in his group just told me that the Gita is external. It's not really important. So Prabhupada was like this with his prasadam, and the prasadam never made it to his mouth. He just put it down and said, all right, call them in here immediately and call in all the sannyasis who were visiting New Dwarka. We have to clear this. So he had a meeting with the leaders and the sannyasis. So they came in, the leaders of the group, and so Prabhupada said, so why you're jumping like monkeys? So when Prabhupada is, as I said this morning in class, when he's scolding, you don't try to explain yourself. You don't try to justify yourself. You just listen and take it in and try to improve yourself. But to show the depth of the contamination that had gone on, they were actually arguing. They started to argue. Srila Prabhupada, we're just trying to do what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. We're trying to relish the topmost relationship with Krishna. So Prabhupada, he just said, you're focusing on this. You say you're doing what Mahaprabhu wants you to do, but why don't you hear what else Mahaprabhu said? That I am a fool. My spiritual master found me a fool. That all I'm fit for is chanting Hare Krishna. Why don't you focus on that instruction and realize that you're a fool first? They still didn't get it. Another guy spoke up. Srila Prabhupada, you say this is topmost. This is the topmost relationship with Krishna. Madhurya ras. Una todula rasang. Svabhakti Sriyam.
But are you topmost? First Purukshetra Leela, then Rasa Leela.
So, yeah, it was really bad. And then finally one other devotee said, Prabhupada, you know, we're just reading your books. This is your books. It's all in your books.
Yes, my books were like a drugstore. When you go to a drugstore, there are so many medicines. But you cannot get one medicine without a prescription. You can't just take any medicine whimsically. You have to have a prescription, Prabhupada was saying. So, first Kurukshetra Leela, then Rasa Leela.
And then Srila Prabhupada said that trying to prematurely relish the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis is like a little child trying to understand what sex is when he's only 3 or 4 years old. He said, as the body grows and matures, and automatically he knows what these desires are. So as you mature, as you surrender and mature, as Krishna's pleased, your spiritual body, consciousness, will grow and you'll understand these things. But don't prematurely indulge. You will ruin yourself. You'll ruin everything. So I have to say that only one member of this group survived. The other people in that group thought that Prabhupada, it was for somebody else. It wasn't really for them. That, you know, everything that Prabhupada was saying, they didn't take it to heart. But one great godbrother of mine took it to heart, and he survived. He took the chastisement. He took the correction, and he thrived. He's great. He's a great devotee. So, Prabhupada was there for 10 days, and I was living at the BBT, indexing Prabhupada's Bhagavatams. Now, I wasn't living physically close to Prabhupada. He was across the street living in his quarters. But because Tirti Korvanti Tirtani, because he was carrying Krishna and Krishna consciousness so intensely, just by Prabhupada being in the neighborhood, you could feel his presence. And because we weren't used to living at that pitch of Krishna consciousness, one day I said to my roommate, Devamrita Brahmachari, who's now Devamrita Swami, I said, Prabhu, Prabhupada's been here for a week. It's great. I don't know how much longer I can take this. That's how it was. It was so intense. And Prabhupada was translating Eighth Canto. And there were things in the Eighth Canto about the positions of the planets. And so he was, one day he challenged us. He said, I'm traveling all over the world. And I'm asking, why are the days of the week in the order they're in? Why is Sunday the first day? Because according to Bhagavat, sun is closer than moon in some higher dimensional way. So, why is Sunday the first day? And some devotee says, because it's the Lord's day. And Prabhupada said, don't bring in religion. Don't bring in religion. Because Prabhupada was always trying to establish Krishna consciousness on the basis of science. Because that's who the high priests are, right, in the modern world. People don't accept Shastra in the West, especially. So that was very telling. And I remember a morning walk in Santa Monica Park. Beautiful morning, sunny morning. It was June, so the sun was up very early. And we were like just a squadron of saffron, you know, brahmacharis and sannyasis. A couple of, there weren't many house, there were householders, but they weren't as prominent then as the brahmacharis. We all got married, is what happened. Anyway, we were walking with Prabhupada, and there was this little old lady on a park bench. And we kept getting closer and closer to her. The trail went right by the bench. And she was just a little old lady sitting on a bench, a little American lady, didn't know Hare Krishna from the man in the moon, you know, she didn't know. But there we were, this whole squadron of saffron moving toward her, closer and closer. And I was thinking, boy, I wonder what that lady's thinking. I wonder if she's scared or... or she thinks we're from Mars, or what's going on here, you know. What are we going to, what's Prabhupada going to do? And Prabhupada's in the lead. So just about when we're just about next to her, Prabhupada turns and he says, good morning. Very charming. She's a little old lady. He's in an elderly, And he said, good morning, like that. And she looked and she said, isn't that nice? He just charmed her. She didn't know what we were or who we were, but he knew. He didn't say Hare Krishna. He just said, good morning. And there's another example, just like with those Detroit auto executives. He knows just how to speak the right way, the right place, the right time. So before I take questions, I'm going to just, if you want to read a nice purport about how to present Krishna according to time, country, and Prabhupada uses the word in this point, candidate. You read Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 23, text 105. And this is, Mahaprabhu is distinguishing for Sanatana Goswami, Shushka Vairagya and Yukta Vairagya. Shushka means dry, and Yukta means practical renunciation. So Prabhupada takes the opportunity of that verse to write this beautiful purport about how to present Krishna consciousness all over the world in terms of time, country, and candidate. And you will be so inspired of the unity and the diversity. Prabhupada told his GBC devotees before he left, so you should meet in Mayapur every year and discuss how in ISKCON we can have unity in diversity. That's the whole art, huh? That's the reality. Achintya bedha bheda tattva. We're all the same, but we're all different. So Krishna knows that, and that's why in the Gita he extends himself to us in terms of karma, jnana, and yoga. Because why are we here in this world? We're here to try to enjoy either the gross body, the subtle mind, mystic powers. Krishna knows how to reach us and bring us all to the ocean of devotion. So there's so much more to say, but His Holiness Subhag Swami is coming soon. Maybe I can stop if you have any questions about the little slice of Prabhupada's life I shared and the lessons I tried to share. Vani is more important than Vapu. Let's get the Adhikar before we... Here's another phrase he used. First deserve, then desire. That's what he said to those GBC, Gopi Bhava clubbers. First deserve, then desire. Yeah. Does anybody have any questions or comments? There's so many people here, huh? We get about maybe 30 people at the Sunday feast in Hawaii. I come from Nunavdwip. I'm just talking because I don't see any hands. Just raise your hand. In Hawaii, it's called Nunavdwip because it's kind of tropical and we have palm trees and there's dabs. And so we have panchatattvadhiris. And when Prabhupada was in Hawaii, he translated so fast because the climate is so good. So it enlivened him. Because there's no difference climatically between day and night, inside or outside, winter or summer. The air is always massaging you 24 hours a day. So you have to be very focused on your mission or you just get swept away with the surfers. Prabhupada joked, he said, there's no happiness in the material world. But if there is, it's in Hawaii. And then he would take his walk out on Ala Moana Beach Park and he would see the surfers, you know. And he would see, then he says, you say surfer, I say sufferer. Because when you're surfing, what you're really doing is you're imitating, who are the best surfers in the world? But what kind of fish? Do you know specifically? Yes, dolphins and porpoises. They're expert surfers. So if you want to be a really good surfer, Jalajal Navalakani, you become a porpoise, you become a dolphin. So that's what's going on. If you do it in moderation, it's fine. Yukta hara viharasya, yukta chestasya karamasu, yukta svapna vabodhasya, yogo bhavati dukkaha. Gita 6:17. He who is temperate, notice the word, temperate, in his eating, sleeping, working, and recreation, can mitigate all material pains by practicing the yoga system. So you can surf, you know, a little exercise, but don't make it your whole life. You know, you're preparing, otherwise you're preparing a porpoise body, a dolphin body. So, Srila Prabhupada loved Hawaii because he would rise early and he'd be so invigorated. Can you imagine living in a place where you're being massaged 24 hours a day by the air? That's what's going on there. So you have to be very focused or else you get swept away. And then Prabhupada would just translate on, you know, his dictaphone. We have two murtis there, or three. We have on his Vyasasana and we have on the altar like this. And then we have upstairs where he had his room. It's now a museum. We have him like this at the dictaphone. And one day in Hawaii, he dictated what's 265, it's called digits. And then it would be sent to L.A. where we were, and we couldn't keep up with him because it was so fast. It was so wonderful. So, no questions? Yes. Saved. Yes, Prabhu. Oh, Mike. This is a great mic.
While you are indexing the books or editing some part of it, did you ever sometimes communicate with Prabhupada about certain things which you stumbled across or you liked or something?
Did you hear the question? While I was indexing the Bhagavatams, did I ever have any back and forth with Prabhupada about what he was giving us? Not me personally, because I was only the caboose. You know what a caboose is? It's the last car on the railroad train. I was at the end of the production line, because you don't want to index until everything is clean. Prabhupada would dictate, and then he had the editor put it in polished, you know, English. Because English was not Prabhupada's first language. If you read the original Bhagavatam that he brought over from India, is a whole preface where Prabhupada's practically apologizing for his, you know, imperfect English. And then he's quoting 1.5.10, 1.5.11, Yashom Kitaniyat. Even though it's imperfectly composed, Shrinvanti, Gayanti, Grananti, Sadhava. It's heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. So, Jayadwada Swami would put it into, as Prabhupada said, put it into, you know, scholar proper grammar, and the Devamrita Prabhu would proofread it. And then we'd go through a few revisions. And then finally they'd, okay, Sureshwara, you got 1 week to do this. It was tough because I would get it last and then they'd want it yesterday, you know. So I'd have to, it was before computers. I mean, there were, at least the indexing, I was doing it with index cards and a little typewriter. So, no, it was, I didn't have any, but there was plenty of back and forth with the Sanskrit department and Jayadwada Swami. And I joined the BBT because I was doing books. Like I told you, I told you about the morning walk in Miami. I was having a hard time because I wanted to study more and work on the books because that was my inclination. I was a reader and a writer and that kind of person. So. Once a week I was writing articles for the Sankirtan newsletter, but that wasn't enough. I had to, so I hitchhiked to Los Angeles and they took me in and they made me the indexer. So, but it was striking things that would happen, like you're reading the seventh canto. So at the end of 7.3, a volume, they're differently published now, but there was a whole purport about, there's a word in Sanskrit, vantashi, someone who eats his own vomit. And it was about like what happens if somebody gives up the sannyas order. It's like eating your own vomit because you vomited up your material life and now you're taking it in again. So in his purport, Prabhupada got really heavy because a sannyasi in our movement had left sannyas and he had mailed, UPS'd his danda to Hawaii. Go figure, right? So the danda arrives and Prabhupada is so upset. So he writes this really heavy purport. Prabhupada, he incorporates ISKCON history into his purports sometimes. So it was really heavy, vantashi. It's like eating his own vomit. That was the end of the seventh canto. And then right away, we started to produce eighth canto. Prabhupada's still dictating, 8-1. And it's the Gajendra Leela. So we had a point in 7-3, and then the counterpoint in 8-1 was Gajendra's out of his element. He's a thousand celestial years fighting the crocodile. He's in the water. Elephant's stronger than a crocodile, but the elephant's getting weak because he's out of his element. So in the purport, Prabhupada says, so if you find that you're out of your element in the renounced order, then don't give up the fight. Then go to the Grihastha Ashram. So first he's coming down hard as a thunderbolt to that sannyas, and then he's offering the rose. Go to the Grihastha Ashram. Chant Hare Krishna. Be happy. Don't give up the fight. Wear white and fight. So this is Srila Prabhupada. He's all-sided. The pure devotee transparently reflects Krishna. His greatness is not just one-sided. This is not the International Society for... It's not the International Monks or Soldiers or Sannyasis for Krishna Consciousness. It's the International Society for Krishna. That means we need all the varnas, all the ashrams. So sometimes he's very heavy with us, and sometimes he offers us the rose. This is what a good teacher does. He knows when to pat you on the back, and he knows when to scold you. He knows when to do both. So I didn't have anything like that, but I was very encouraged because at one time in the BBT history, they were doing reprints of the Bhagavatams without indexes. And Prabhupada noticed, and he said, where are the indexes? Our books are not very prestigious without indexes. So. So I thought, oh, I have a new upadi. I have a new I'm the prestige department. Anyway. So Subhag Maharaj is not here. Let's see. I'm just going to. Okay, Prabhu. So we like Leela and we like Siddhanta too, right? We like the pastime and the lesson. Yes.
No, Prabhuji. Haribol?
Yes.
Prabhuji, you said that Vani is more important than Vapu. So we also get absolutely very little chance to associate with the body of our Guru Maharaj. You have also associated very less with Prabhupada, and you have sustained such a long time in your Krishna conscious life. So, how should we go, like when we don't get a chance to associate with body? So, please emphasize on this point.
Did everybody hear? How should we associate with our spiritual master? Jai. His Holiness Subhag Swami Ki Jai. I'm just going to answer this and then I'll pass the ball to you. So the question is, how do we associate with a spiritual master when he's not physically present? Believe it or not, long before Vani and Vapu was introduced by Prabhupada, this question was asked of him in 1968 in Montreal, Canada, when the devotees were living in an old bowling alley they had converted into a temple. So you hear on the recording a teenage girl who became Rukmini Mataji, the wife of Anuttama Prabhu, the ISKCON communications minister. Great lady, great sadhvi. And she's a teenage girl at the time, 68, Montreal. She said, Swamiji, because they were still calling him Swamiji, when you're not here, I feel so lonely. Prabhupada said, lonely? Why? He said there are two conceptions of the spiritual master, physical and vibration. He didn't say Vani or Vapu. He said physical and vibration. Physical is temporary. It comes and it goes. Agamaya payeno nityas. Vibration. He didn't say vani, he said vibration. That's eternal. And when you look in the dedication to the Bhagavatam, what does Prabhupada say? To my eternal spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he lives forever by his divine instructions, and the follower lives with him. So, that's real association. Even if you're physically close to your Guru Maharaj, it's all about consciousness. So the Vapu is an impetus, it's an incentive to improve our adherence to Vani. That's what it is. It's an opportunity to improve our coming closer to our spiritual master. So, Srila Prabhupada is my Diksha Guru, but mainly, he's our Founder Acharya. He's our Founder Acharya. We all have the same opportunity to get close to Srila Prabhupada. I've been telling Prabhupada stories. What do I have now? I have memories. You hear Prabhupada's words, you see him in the movies, you have the same thing. Vibration. It's the same. He's all of our foundational spiritual master. And the duty of our Diksha, Shiksha, Vatma Pradarshika Gurus, like Maharaj, is to bring us closer to our group leader in ISKCON, our Pratishtha Acharya. Srila Prabhupada ki jai! Srila Prabhupada ki
jai!
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai!
Gaur Premanandi! And now I would like to take my seat and hear Maharaj speak. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna, so we are doubly fortunate today to have the association of His Holiness Shubhag Swami Maharaj also. This is very interesting. Shubhag Swami Maharaj has graduated from the Scottish Church College in Calcutta, the same place where Srila Prabhupada did his studies. And after that, he left for London to pursue his higher studies in 1965, the same year when His Divine Grace left for New York. And in 1970, he met Srila Prabhupada, and shortly thereafter, Maharaj joined the London ISKCON Temple. And during his stay in London, Shubhag Maharaj used to write the correspondence for Srila Prabhupada and also sometimes cook for His Divine Grace. After his return from London, he was entrusted to take care of the Mayapur guest house, and then he was a vice president of ISKCON Calcutta. Srila Prabhupada personally instructed him to preach in Bangladesh, and ever since he has been traveling and preaching there and many other places worldwide, even at the advanced age of 68. Maharaj has also translated many books of Prabhupada in Bengali. So let us welcome His Holiness Shubhag Swami Maharaj to our temple by loudly chanting.
Hare Krishna. So I see as a good, very good gathering of nice Vaishnav and Vaishnavis and associating with a also good Vaishnav, real Vaishnavis on his pure. He's also Guru. Guru means one who guides. It's just officially sometimes. Some people are selected to do some, take some role. Somebody has to take, when father goes, or guru goes, disciple, ideal disciple, has to take the role. So, you have been enlightened by him, have been hearing. He's a very good devotee. We don't see many, everybody has to go through the test of time, like Krishna. And he's, from his experience, he's telling. I'm sure it is enriching your knowledge and your bhakti. I feel also, I thank you very much allowing me to share with you whatever I learned from Prabhupada. The great opportunity to serve Prabhupada. at the same time serve the devotees here. So thank you very much. Allowing me. So bhakti comes from association with bhakta. He recently nicely he has explained all these things, bhapu and vani. Put in a different way though. Now, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, he is great enlightened Rupa Goswami and others, telling what is bhakti, and others saying, bhaktistu bhagavad bhakta sangana jayate. If you associate with a devotee, then you can also become bhakti. If you associate with Vaishnava, then you become devotee of Vishnu. So we can associate with Prabhupada and the great Vaishnava, all given, and sound vibration, we can read from Srimad Bhagavatam, especially Chaitanya Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day is coming soon. Perhaps we should read about somebody who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu highly appreciated the bhakti of his, what he learned from his guru, he heard. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling, once he came to Yamuna, and then he was narrating what he heard from his guru about a great devotee whom he said, who is so fortunate like him? You know, who is he? Madhavendra Puri. So let us associate with him and his pastime, shall we? So here he is telling what Madhavendra Puri did, and God Himself, He is awaiting when Madhavendra Puri will come and I will take service from Him. We are serving, we don't know. Anybody knows I am serving, you are serving, whether Radha Gopinath or Sinadji or Gaurnitai accepting our service. We don't know. So we should associate with great devotees so that you can know how bhakti is so sweet as Krishna is nitya, we are nitya. Krishna is conscious, we are conscious. We can exchange, we can have a loving exchange. As we love Krishna, Krishna also reciprocates. Here is a wonderful story where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, which he heard from his guru, and then again Prabhupada is explaining, and we are again telling. It's coming parampara. System. So the story goes like this. Prabhupada giving purport will tell in a nutshell about, and some of this sloka maybe we'll read and what Prabhupada said in purport, and this way we associate with Prabhupada through sound vibration. What Prabhupada said in a nutshell, would you please read? Let's read this. I have some difficulty in doctor's instruction. It's too much talk. So I'll make comment up to here. Read, give him. Tell the story in short. Then in some of the verses, read and you see what Prabhupada said and what you heard from Prabhupada. And you also tell.
One night while in Govardhan, Madhavendra Puri dreamed that the Gopal deity was within the forest. The next morning, he invited his neighborhood friends to accompany him to excavate the deity from the jungle. He then established the deity of Sri Gopalji on top of Govardhan Hill with great pomp. Gopal was worshipped and the Amnakuta festival was observed. This festival was known everywhere, and many people from the neighboring villages came to join. One night, the Gopal deity again appeared to Madhavendra Puri in a dream and asked him to go to Jagannath Puri to collect some sandalwood pulp and smear it on the body of the deity. Having received this order, Madhavendra Puri immediately started for Orissa. Traveling through Bengal, he reached Remuna village and there received a pot of condensed milk, kheer, offered to the deity of Gopinath Ji. This pot of condensed milk was stolen by Gopinath and delivered to Madhavendra Puri. Since then, the Gopinath deity has been known as Khir Chor Gopinath, the deity who stole the pot of condensed milk. After reaching Jagannath Puri, Madhavendra Puri received permission from the king to take out one mound of sandalwood and 20 tolas of camphor. Aided by two men, he brought these two things to Ramuna. Again, he saw in a dream that Gopal at Govardhan desired that very sandalwood to be turned into pulp, mixed with camphor and smeared over the body of Gopinath ji. Understanding that would satisfy the Gopal deity at Govardhan, Madhavendra Puri executed the order and returned to Jagannath Puri. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu narrated this story of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and other devotees and praised the pure devotional service of Srila Madhavendra Puri. When he recited some verses composed by Madhavendra Puri, he went into an ecstatic mood. But when he saw that many people were assembled, he checked himself and ate some sweet ripe prasadam. Thus, he passed that night and the next morning he again started for Jagannath Puri.
So, in between, what happened, the detail given by Krishna Das Kaviraj, so that people can relish it, and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our Param Guru, Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj, said, a day will come, many people from abroad will learn Bengali just to relish this Chaitanya Charitamrita. We know that Prabhupada said it is the source of my inspiration when he was going to USA in a Jaladut ship. He regularly used to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he will explain to the crews, those who work there. So we'll read some and read little purport what Prabhupada said. So he heard what happened. Madhavendra Puri, actually, once when he was traveling, he came to Vrindavan, Mathura. And sitting, if you have gone to circumambulate the Giriraj, and on the way you will find there is Govinda Kunda. There is a lot of pastime place, and there is a Kunda there where Indra bathed there. Krishna, because he committed offense, to please Krishna, to free from all these offense. There is a pastime place. If you do devotional service there, you can make so much advancement to all of us. Every devotee, he was doing his bhajan, doing japa, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. We are now relishing prasadam. A day will come. When that day will come, I will relish prasadam so much, you will forget this bodily concept. I am this body. And you enjoy this body and the senses and the mind. So when you become bodily conscious free, then you will become liberated. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi. Na bhavet gajam indriyai. We cannot understand, enter into the mystery of all these things. But Krishna being pleased with a service attitude, then he reveals. Then he reveals. Thus, devotee gets enlightenment and relish. So, bhakti, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching, Rupa Goswami is there, they're very humble. He's saying, I come from such a low class. He has popped up with my position and aristocratic families to associate. Please deliver me. By your association, I tell you, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, don't be so humble. It shatters my heart, humbleness. Then he start explaining what is bhakti. He said, bhakti is an ocean of nectar. In the material world, the ocean is there. It has got bank, different size. It has got seabed, but this ocean is transcendental. How is transcendental characteristic? It has no bank. It has no seabed. It is fathomless, deep and fathomless. It's always expanding, this nectar, ocean of nectar. The more we render pure devotional service, we release. So it is not only rarest of the rare, it's very, very rare. It is sudurlabha. Sudurlabha. Here is one example who is rendering pure devotional service and winning, conquering the heart of Krishna. So Krishna is reciprocating with him. Who should be? So that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, feeling separation, cry out. Hoi dinadayadrana. So he is chanting. We are trying to, unlike him, we are chanting. Yet I'm adding on, how to finish quickly? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's like a super express. How can we do? But still we should try, we should. Asabandha. We should hope against him. There is no hope. But still we are approaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Still there is hope there. So we rather see how he is doing. And he is chanting rounds. Just the Maharaj Parikshit. Now, I don't drink anything. I don't eat anything. I don't even sleep. Go on talking. It's very good, nice. I thought, shall I come or not? He's a very old devotee. Very wonderful. I'm listening from up. As you're absorbed, I'm captivated. And he said, so, nice Vaishnava. I thought by now it will go. When our duty is to I thought our duty is to go. Even Bhaktivedanta Thakur, if it is a wall, nobody is there. You just speak. You just go and speak. Why? Who will listen? No, you purify yourself. See? The service attitude, everything is a service attitude, but feeling it, separation. That is what is there. Now we are feeling separate from something else, maybe. Time is running out. That is also seva. But I hope we take it as seva or enjoyment. In the beginning stage. So, we have not hope. At this moment, we have hope. Otherwise, how will we sitting so many of us, at least here, I don't know. This room can accommodate how many people here? 350? Wow. I don't know. 700. Really? It can accommodate 1,100? 700. It's pretty tight. So, Vasudev is saying, su-su-su. When you hear it, with rapt attention, su-su-su, we should be su-su-su. Service attitude, at the same time, you get to hear, it seems like though, we are not eligible. But he's nice, he says. Another sign. Still you are here and saying, you are very eager, seems to be. Su, su, su. This is su, su, su. Soddhadhanas. At the same time, soddha. Soddha sabde, vishas. Unflinching faith. Akhanda vishas. Sudhira nishchaya. So you should have a firm faith. Then, and he's saying, su, 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 soddhadhanas. Vasudevi katharuchi. Then, you can have a test. A test that we know a sadhu by not seeing him. How look, he beautiful, and no. Su 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 by hearing. Soddhadhanasavitsoddhana. Then the result is Vasudeva Katharuchi. Then he tests the nectar of devotion and Krishna Katha. There is no difference between Naam, Vigraha, Roop. This Krishna's name, Krishna's Vigraha. Prabhupada says simply our. I see your temple every time I come. I came last maybe 3 years or something back. And I'm appreciating Radhanath Maharaj. I think every day, every time I come, it's more beautiful. Last time I didn't see showing like maybe Dallas or Houston somewhere. It's like, it looked like a sky under the sky. And oh, look like maybe you are in Vrindavan. Putting, even from my room, I first said, I don't think, is it? In Bombay is now. Peacocks you have got there? No, Maharaj. Is that the tape? I feel like as in Vrindavan. Honestly. Peacocks making sound. Keka, keka. Where is Radharani? Where is Krishna? Just the Goswamis, their bhajan, this feeling separation, always saying, oh Lalita, oh Vishakha, oh Radharani, Krishna, where are you? Prabhupada said, this is, should be our bhajan. This is. If you don't do bhajan, simply I distributed, I accomplished this, that, sometime we feel we cannot maintain our purity. This happens. It's very sad though. It's sad. We all have to go through test. So Prabhupada said, you are distributing this, doing this, that, but do your bhajan. Nice. I must get up early in the morning. Did I say this morning or yesterday? Must everybody should get up early in the morning, take bath. How can I then be in a mode of goodness? If you are not a Brahmin in a mood of goodness, what to speak of going to become a Vaishnava? Vaishnava is beyond all this sannyas, that is institutional. Jat Samri is a sannyasi. You have got the quality of a sannyasi? How is it possible in Kali Yuga to become even a? Even a brahmachari, how difficult it is. Moment you get out, all billboard, what's all nasty thing, television, bringing whole world all nasty thing. So many hundreds, so many channels. I like game, I like animal world, National Geography. Are you thinking of Krishna? Are you relating to Krishna? And it's all recorded, Jamraj is watching. 10 direction is watching what you are doing. Where is your attachment? It is every day going to office, every day coming to temple. Now that won't take us to back to Godhead. Though it is open for everybody, Baba said. It is open for everybody to become PhD, or to become a pure devotee. You must qualify. Just as I said. First deserve, and deserve, qualifies. So, Prabhupada says, oh, I don't understand. So, it is open for everybody, but everybody can't at once become PhD. You have to go through test. Here is the great devotee. You can learn how could he is doing japa and forgetting all these things. So much so he is doing absorbed. And how can God, he is not eating, he is not sleeping. How can he remain his devotee doing like this? As the gopi is always thinking of Mother Jasoda, Nanda Baba, and Uddhava talking. And it's very nice. You read the chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam. And also Krishna book there. The ideal example, Radharani praying. Oh, he has gone there. Now everybody likes him there. He forgot us. Now what shall I do? Oh, Mathuranatha. This is showing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, how we should feel separation, Prabhupada said. Unless you feel separation, you cannot cry out, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's easy to say, of course, I am saying. Easy to say, but difficult. Because we are already feeling separation from so many things. How can you let us come down to reality. It takes time. So many dirty things in our heart, the attachment, our body and things related to the body. And millions of lives. Vishaya chariya, se rase mojiya. We have to give up all this vishaya. And how can we do this? Param vishta nivartate. Unless you have got a higher taste. Then gradually this thing second. He must have higher taste. Otherwise, how could we all the time chanting? We 16 down only, a few down sitting at once, we're talking here, mind going, man. Millions. So, Bhaktivedanta Thakur, you'll say, Labdha Sudhu Labham Nidham. We have got a human birth. So, it's Sudhu Labh, rarest of the rare. And we could have been so many births, 8,400,000, we forgot. Again, we may slide down, glide down to there. So it is very adhruvam, Prahlad Maha says, great devotee, you can associate with him. It is adhruvam. It is very uncertain. Now I am talking any moment. Sometimes great devotee. And doctors, out of hand of the doctor. What is the way? You just pray to Krishna. And the whole world, devotee prays to Krishna. And miraculous escape. from the danger point, and he is improving. How? So you can see in front of our eyes. That's happening. So prayer is very powerful. This is also one of the 64 items, one of the 9. Pray, Lord. Are you feelingly praying? Every day you are coming and praying. How much you are feelingly praying? So Brajavasis, they are the topmost devotee. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us how, what is their position, and we should follow. Like as they did, the 6 Goswami, following their footprints, depending on time, circumstances, places, Prabhupada also giving us how to do this thing. And he's doing japa. And Krishna couldn't see how the devotee is not eating, and he's, you can see how he's doing japa, and little boy comes. Baba, I have brought some milk for you. Who are you? He's a very nice boy. I live here, I'm a local village boy, a cowherd boy. And he's drinking that. Oh, very nice. How you know that? No, you are not starving. Yeah. How do you know? In the kunda, so many ladies, village ladies are coming, they see the sadhu is not coming. Story, you know that. Oh, I see. You see, a little boy being with love and affection. Oh, thank you. Wait, I'll give you the. No, no, I'll come back. And suddenly, disappeared. And when he was falling asleep and drowsy, suddenly found that boy is coming. And he's saying in a dream, he's seeing Mother Nanda. He's addressing by his name. I am waiting long time for you. When you will come, you will serve me. What? Yes, come here. I am here under the bushes. He led him to the bush. That place is still there. And dig up. Long time, the pujari, when he heard the Javan Mlechwar coming, being scared, he dug up and put me under the dirt. So I am long time waiting for you. I am feeling warm. Please bathe me. I am hungry like anything. You know the story. They are detailed nicely. He's saying, Purbeshi Madhavpuri Aila Vrindavan Bhramite Bhramite Gela Govardhan Premamatta Nahita Ratri Din Gaya. He has no sense of when is day, when is night. Khane Ote Khane Pore Nahisthana Sthana. Madhavendupuri was almost mad in ecstasy of love, Krishna. He did not know whether it was day or night. Sometimes he stood up, sometimes he fell down to the ground. He could not discriminate whether he was in a proper place or not. Shoile parikrama kori govinda kunde asi, snan kori vikhatale ache sandhai boshi. After circumambulating the hill, Govardhan. See, Madhavendra Puri went to Govindakunda and took his bath and then sat beneath the tree to take his evening rest. Still, devotee go there and they say, maybe the same tree. Gopal baloke dugdha bhanda loiya asiyage dhori kichu borilo hasiya. While he was sitting beneath the tree, an unknown cowherd boy came with a pot of milk, placed it before Madhavendra Puri and smilingly addressed him as follows. Madhavendra Puri, please drink the milk I have brought. Why don't you bake some food to eat? What kind of meditation are you undergoing? Puri kahe ke tumi kaha tumar bas, kemote janila ami kori upavas. Just as I said. Madhavendra Puri said, who are you? Where do you reside? And how did you know that I am fasting? The boy replies, sir, I am a cowherd boy. I reside in this village. In my village, no one fasts. In this village, a person can bake food from others, thus eat. Some people drink only milk. But if a person does not ask anyone for food, I supply him all his eatables.
The woman who came here to take water saw you, and they supplied me with this milk and sent me to you. Still these days, Brajavasa, very nice. You go there and call. We have experience like that. Our devotees goes in Parikrama, and they say, oh, you look tired, worn out. Sit on the street, take something, we'll bring it. Very nice, Brajavasa. The boy continued, I must go very soon to milk the cows, but I shall return. Take back this milk pot from you. Eto boli gela balok na dekhiya ar Madhavpuri chitte hoilo chamatkar. Saying this, the boy left the place. Indeed, he suddenly could not be seen more. Madhavendra Puri's heart was filled with wonder. After drinking the milk, Madhavendra Puri washed the pot and put it aside. He looked towards the path, but the boy never returned. Madhavendra Puri could not sleep. He sat and chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. At the end of the night, he dozed a little, and his external activity stopped. In a dream, Madhavendra Puri saw the boy, the same boy. The boy came before him, holding his hand in the hand, and took him to a bush in the jungle. Please bring the people of the... The boy showed Madhavendra Puri the bush and said, I reside this bush, and because of this I suffer very much from severe cold, rain showers, winds and scorching heat. Please bring the people of the village, get them to take me out of this bush, then have them situate me nicely on top of the hill. Please construct a temple on top of that hill, the boy continued, and install me in the temple. After this, wash me with large quantities of cold water so that my body may be cleansed. For many days I have been observing you, and I have been wondering, when will Madhavendra Puri come here to serve me? I have accepted your service due to your ecstatic love for me. Thus I shall appear. By my audience, all fallen souls will be delivered. My name is Gopal. I am the lifter of the Govardhan Hill. I was installed by Braja, Krishna's great grandson. And here I am the authority. He installed many deities. Haridev is still there, maybe. Maybe now, original one in Kanpur, and few many other deities by Krishna's grandson. When the Muslims attacked, the priest was serving me, hid me in this bush in the jungle. Then he ran away out of fear of attack. Since the priest went away, I have been staying in this bush. It is very good that you have come here. Now just remove me with care. After saying this, the boy disappeared in the dream. The Madhavendra Puri woke up and began to consider his dream. Prabhupada said, told a story about people. I told one day, the businessman. Huh? And he's so much absorbed, day and night thinking about how much is the price of this, how much is the price of that, how much is the price of that. We should be like that. Even when we are dreaming, thinking of that. This is the devotee. We should be something like this one day. Aspires. They are always thinking of Krishna and service to Krishna and his pure devotee. Then Krishna reciprocates. Prabhupada said. Everybody go through, you are now awake, you go to sleep, have dreams, and also deep sleep. We should be absorbed in Krishna consciousness, Krishna service, and his pure devotee service. So much so, absorbed, that even when you are going to sleep, so that Krishna comes in dream, we can see in dream. Or you're still chanting. Sometimes devotees sing like that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then Madhavendra Puri began to lament. I saw Lord Krishna directly, but I could not recognize him. Thus he fell down on the ground in ecstatic love. How Krishna exchanges with the devotees, you can see life. Krishna is so pleased with his service attitude, feeling of separation from Krishna. Forget to eat, sleep. And Krishna also come like that. How to please him. In ecstasy, he cries and laments. Khanik rodan kori, man koila dhin, agga palon lagi, hoila susthi. Madhavendra Puri cried for some time. But then he fixed his mind on executing the order of Gopal. Thus he became tranquil, peaceful. After taking his morning bath, Madhavendra Puri entered the village and assembled all the people. And then he spoke as follows. The proprietor of this village, Govardhanadhari, is lying in the bushes. Let us go there and rescue him from that place. Still now we can see him. If you go to Naddara, the deity is taken by Balavacharya and placed there. And so many people go there in Naddara. The deity is still there. If you have got that love and affection for the deity and the service attitude. I heard when you go there, many people say, at least do some service to Sinadji. Take some wood, bring some ghee, anything you can, according to your means, ability, you do some service to him. Prabhupada said, that is our life and so on. We should have a service attitude. So that, Atasri Krishna Namadi na bhavet gajam indri. But Sevan Mukhehi, if you are eager to serve, Sevan Mukh, eager to serve, Jivado start with tongue. At present we are doing, like prasad. We should have a Sevan Mukh. What pleases Krishna, and see. Krishna, what Krishna eats, and does. Take, offer Krishna, best thing. And take that. Okay, Jivado. Krishna is so kind. Even if you take prasad, Krishna accepts it. You are serving. And this way, Prabhupada says, if simply you take only prasad and nothing else outside, and chant Hare Krishna, we can make so much progress in our devotional service. But sometimes, we don't do. Not everybody. We don't stick to. Prabhupada sometimes say, don't put anything other than prasad on your tongue. Nothing. Just like a chaste lady, she knows nothing. Radharani won't look at anything other than Krishna. Any man. Chaste lady. Pure. A few purport. He did all these things. Then, see one of the purport. Your time is very limited. Read some purport. Here he is saying, Atasri Krishna Namadi. So, it's nice, nice. Sars and Prabhupada give purport. Is there. So many types of offering is giving, and all the devotees are bringing from the village. And that village is still there, it's called Anayor, Anayor, bring more, bring more. When there is a devotee, gives something to Krishna, and Krishna is very satisfied. Though he may be poorest man, Sutadev, Krishna came to a country, maybe Bidur or what, I forgot, or Mithila, and the king was. There's a Brahmin, good Vaishnava, Sutadev, and there's a king, Bahulasa. Each of them thinking, the real Vaishnava thinks other great Vaishnava, think himself very fallen. Maybe he'll go to Sutadev, he's a humble, nice dude. And Sutadev is thinking, the king is a nice Vaishnava. This is real Vaishnava. I'm very fallen, great devotee. He will treat Krishna nicely. And Krishna has come to see. And each of them thinking like that. And Krishna knows the heart of everybody and knows how to reciprocate. Krishna said, Je jatha mam prapadyante. According to one's service attitude, one's surrender mood, Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jive Daya Kori, out of compassion Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Even to the tiger, even to the animal, he is giving love of Godhead. So at least we should give Harinam to people in general. At least this much do so many people coming, very nice. Here your temple, very beautiful. And Prabhupada said, ISKCON is different from others in a way. People come and say, I go to many temples. I go to ISKCON, the deity. The deity is so nice, everything, like gold. Very nice. Every time I come here, I highly appreciate. I told Radhanath Maharaj, Maharaj, you should come here. In the Pune, they said, I said, I'm trying. Said, maybe after 3 years I'm coming. Here, they're fine. Every time, very nice. Good taste. When I asked this, he said, Maharaj said, for other thing I don't know. For Krishna, we should give perfect, best thing we should give. He said, right, actually. We should give our best. I remember Prabhupada once said, Calcutta, you want to make temple? Give the Krishna best thing. Now what to tell? What best thing in Calcutta there? The devotees walking Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, you see, he goes out for a walk. They say, here, see, Bombay's main attraction, the sea beach. Go there. He walked that day and today also. And Prabhupada's walking. Calcutta's main attraction is people can breathe and feel like. I'm living in Maidan, and there is the main attraction, Victoria Memorial. Beautiful. Prabhupada looked at, yes, this should be Krishna's temple. You can make it. Krishna is happy. Oh, we give him the best thing. To you can win the heart of Krishna. So we should think, but we keep ourselves the best thing. The one girl one day, Prabhupada's disciple, Hamsudutta's wife. What is that name? Hemo. Hemabati. Oh, you are here. Sit here, please. You can share. He's old devotee.
No, I'm going to sit here.
No. Then I'll sit down. Not so.
No.
Sit down. She asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you talk about love of God, love of God. Where is this love of God? So many years, she's an old devotee. She had many associations, many times with Prabhupada. Many devotees met her. He's also very old time. And Prabhupada wrote her, he said, it is within your heart, deep, locked up. Unlock it, unlock it. Then you'll find ocean of love of God. In a letter. You know, you read that? I read Prabhupada's letter. And when Prabhupada is right, in early 70s, I remember, and Samsundar is right, Prabhupada asked him to some the Indian ones writings, can you do this? Samsundar has got his secretary, he's a boy from Karachi. His name is Jai Hari. And Jai Hari is his deputy. So he goes to Jai. I said, Jai Hari. And go through all the and still I, as you said, you read Prabhupada's books and all these things, what Prabhupada said. You're absorbed, you feel as if Prabhupada is sitting by your side. This is spiritual life. Bhagavad Gita actually is Krishna, not different form. If you are in that mood, you'll find Bhagavad Gita will answer your question. So if you are advanced, when you chant Hare Krishna, then Hare Krishna is Krishna. If you are that much surrendered and service attitude chant, then Hare Krishna will answer all our questions. But since we are not, as he said, we are not qualified. First desire, then desire. Qualified. We are not getting the answer. Krishna is neutral. That is what Prabhupada answer, I understand. If you can tell more.
I have a question.
Yes. If I know, then I will answer. I have limitation.
You know everything. You know.
question is, can you describe the difference for us between reading Chaitanya Charitamrita in Bengali and English? What do we get in the Bengali we don't get in the English? What's the difference?
Good question. Yes. What is the difference? Prabhupada is directly speaking, and in tape you are listening. Is that different or not different? What is your answer? What is the difference? Prabhupada is sitting there and telling lecture. And Prabhupada, same Prabhupada spoke in a tape, we are hearing.
But I'm
asking. Yeah, I'm asking also.
Maybe they know.
Maybe or may not. We want to know the correct answer.
Well, Srila Saraswati Thakur did say, that, as you said, that someday the whole world would learn Bengali to read Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Many, he said, yes. Because this is Ragmargo. Chaitanya Charitamrita, high. He's just a postgraduate course. Though he himself, so humble, say, Purisher ki thoite, muise logishtu. I don't think we can do lip service when you go to Prabhupada and say, Prabhupada, I am most fallen. But no! You are not most fallen. It's just lip service. Many are also fallen. You don't feel. Your action speaks everything. Sir, you enlighten me. I want to learn. As long as I live, I learn.
You know Bengali and English. I only know English.
I don't know even Bengali well. I am Bengali, no doubt, born.
You're Bengali, eh?
I'm bored, yes. So. But I am learning that we are not Bengali, we are not man. I'm not man. You enlighten. As long as I live, I try to learn. Isn't it?
Ami Janina.
You see, he's telling me. Ami Janina.
I was Bengali in my last life, but I wanted to eat pizza and play baseball, so I was born in America.
What to do?
Maharaj, I would like to invite everybody at 4:30 downstairs. We're going to show the latest DVD of Prabhupada's Vapu Leela with Vani instructions. It's DVD Following Srila Prabhupada from Yadavar Prabhu, number 8, just came out.
Is it new? Very well.
I have it in my room, and I got it in Mayapur the day I left for Chaupati. Anutma Prabhu brought it from America. So it's 3 hours, but you can stay as long as you have time for, and I'm sure you will love it. It's 4:30 downstairs. And it only covers 2 months. It's May, June, 75. Prabhupada's opening Krishna Balaram Mandir. Prabhupada's at Kurukshetra. He's in Delhi. And he's opening the Melbourne Temple, installing deities in Melbourne, Australia. So there must have been many movies made then, because it's only 2 months. So please come if you can. I cannot answer Maharaj's questions because he is a cowherd boy, and he's beyond me.
Come on, don't.
Come on, take your beads. That's it.
Papa said that to me.
I'm not fortunate, like you. No, Papa is telling you so many things. Papa will be chastising me so many times. I'd like to learn as long. See here, they are also very nice. I see the time is over, still they are not aware of it. But though I am looking at the wall, here and there, the time is over.
I know how they feel, because in 1972, in New Vrindavan on Janmashtami, we had aarti for Radha Vrindavan Chandra. It was midnight, and then it was time to break fast, right? No, Prabhupada said, get Krishna book. At 12:30, right? We're all starving, right? So Prabhupada says, read. So we start reading. 12:30, quarter of one, 1 a.m., 1:15. By 1:30, all the dandas were going. like Buddhists, you know. Finally, at quarter of two, Prabhupada looked at us. We were like... And Prabhupada is hearing Krishna Leela and he's becoming more enlivened. So he looks at us and he says,
"All right, I think you're becoming a little impatient." Take prasad.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
What should we do? Take this out?
Whatever you say, let us ask them. You want to take this out? Do now another seva? Maybe make it very short. Another Prabhupada's lila. One day it is in Mayapur, festival time. And so many incidents happen. The same thing as you say, Krishna Katha. Gopi says, Tava Katham Mritam Tapta Jivanam. It's like a nectar. Once something goes in a year and you like it so much that you forget again and again. Just too late. One small story. Prabhupada one day is talking about the gopis, Krishna, in his room in Mayapur. And the devotees, those are there, gradually getting more, increasing in number. Gradually his room is packed up. Usually I sit down by Prabhupada's side regularly and Prabhupada says, "Keep prasad, subhav." Sons, give him more. Later. Don't give so much. But still, there are other things. To come back the baranda gradually through the window or something, they cannot come in. Other side, balcony, also. There is a morning time, and 8, 9, 11, half past 11, almost 12. And one guy is coming through the crowd, trying to make his way out, reaching Prabhupada. "Hey, don't disturb." Suddenly, it arrests the attention of Prabhupada. "Who is that?" "Prabhupada, what do you want?" "I want to say something." "What happened?" "The devotees are disturbed because of rapt attention. They're all listening. Prabhupada's telling pastimes of Krishna with the gopis." Vrindavan pastime. I say, "Prabhupada, I am the cook in charge in the kitchen." "So what?" "Now I can't work." "Why?" Because of this." "What this?" "The devotees are not going." "So what?" "They didn't take breakfast." "Many devotees." "And he requires utensils, the same utensils he used." "Unless they eat up this prasad, he will get empty and he cannot use it." "Oh, I see." They say, "So you?" "Still they don't want to go. You're sitting here, remind me this." That's why. So he said this thing again. I told this story. Then Prabhupada said, "Oh, I see. So what do you want me?" Then Prabhupada said, "I understand. I have to stop it now. Otherwise they won't go and he cannot get all the utensils required. And when they eat up this prasad, they wash up and then use those utensils for cooking. For the noon prasad, the only breakfast so many devotees hasn't taken. All packed up." I don't know. Here also look like I don't know what downstairs is happening, why they are not coming. <For me. laughs> No, Krishna Kata is so nice, you can go. This is also seva. Come on, then we can also... Here is DVD. Huh?
Yeah. At 4:30. See, first prasad.
We're still, they're sitting. They're not what is getting up. Very nice. We can read some other time. Hmm?
We have a note here.
Yes. The authority, administrator, Maharaj, time is over. That time yesterday, I was telling about Bhaktivinoda Choudhary Thakur, his last instruction. Maharaj, stop.
We have a conflict of goods. You ever heard of that phrase? A conflict of goods? There are two good things and they're in conflict.
What is that?
The conflict is that there already was an engagement scheduled for that hall, that place downstairs, starting at 6 p.m. So we can start seeing the movie, but we have to stop it after an hour, hour and a half. What to do? So, well, at least we can see some of it, and then when the engagement comes, then we'll have to defer to the already scheduled engagement. What to do? They better lead us, Maharaj. We're just...
So, Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sarveda Bhaktavinda.